Hi, this is Tom Kenny, author of Nice Talking With You. When you're learning English, remember, you'll probably use it with other non-native English speakers just like you. So it makes sense to practice listening to the global voices, how people from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America sound when they're speaking English.
Global voices.
Nice talking with you. Global voices.
Global voices.
Everybody has past memories. And I do think keeping something in the past or holding on to something in the past may not be a good thing. Because if we hold on to the past, we can never move forward and we cannot move towards the future. People can't really achieve their full potential because they keep letting the past get into them. And I think that is not good. If you hold on to the past too much, you can't really move forward and move to the future.
I think if some object is related in an event in your life that's really important to you, you can get really attached to that object because it brings back many emotional memories or many feelings that you get only by that object. So people get emotionally attached to things that are involved in a specific event in their life. In most cases, I think it's unhealthy, and I think it's if it comes with a negative emotion, like dealing with a breakup or sometimes losing a loved one, it might be good to dispose of that object so that you just don't keep getting in the same deep, depressed hole again.
I think people do tend to think more about their future rather than on their past. But I think objects like charms and keepsakes do have real power, and they are important because they serve as reminders of what happened before and help you to, you know, remember what happened, so that will serve as a very important like lesson of the past that you should bring forward with you to present.
Past or future, which is the most important for you? I think past, of course, it is important. Precious memories, maybe people you will not be able to meet again, you still remember about that. But you should worry about your future as well. Your future is in your hands, and you have to choose a path you will walk.
Global Voices.
People everywhere have something to say, and English is the international tool they use to say it. Global Voices gives you a chance to hear English the way people around the world use it. Get more practice listening to the global varieties of English at nicetalkingwithyou.com.